We begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Did you enjoy the off Saturday?
Yeah, it was nice. Got to watch some good football.
What was the for your guys? What was the focus on the bye week? With it being this early, do you focus more on your own team, or just gives you a little early prep on James Madison, or a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think we used it as a little bit of both. I think obviously this game that we got coming up is a huge one, and I thought we rested our guys enough. We practiced twice. We also just wanted to make sure the message was staying mentally sharp. I think sometimes during the bye week you focus on the physical aspect of it and kind of relaxing guys and giving them time off, but we also wanted to make sure we stayed sharp there. So we lifted about three times between Sunday and Friday, had good three lifts, but obviously mentally sharp and staying on the tape and doing a little bit of some JMU prep too. I think we exited that with a good schedule.
What do you feel like you've learned the most about your team over the first couple of weeks?
I think just mostly probably some of the young guys that we have playing. It's nice to see them go into an environment like New Hampshire that first week and play well. Obviously, we suffered a tough loss there, but they bounced back as well at first home opener with the distractions that can go on with that and the great atmosphere we had here. So I think just mostly the young players that we have playing in our program for the first time. Everyone knows about Chris Ferguson, our quarterback, but there's other guys that are redshirt freshmen that are playing as well. And it's just nice to see them step into the moment. It's not too big for them. And hopefully with every game we have, their experience factor will only make them better players down the road.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got several in queue if you'll get those for us, possible.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Joe. I guess kind of just first off, as you studied and prepped for JMU, is there anything that stands out to you on film that's maybe different from what they did last year, specifically maybe defensively, just because it seems like that's where they've kind of improved the most from a year ago?
I would just say defensively, since Coach Stroud has come over, they're much more sound. They're much more disciplined than they probably have been in the past, and I think that speaks to how well they're coached, to be honest with you. They don't give you a lot. They're disciplined. You're not going to get a lot of chunk plays. You're going to have to beat them in one-on-one matchups. So I think, to me, defensively, that's probably the biggest change since Coach Houston has come over, and Coach Stroud is just, they're extremely disciplined. They're very well coached on that side of the ball. And then obviously, offensively, it's just the amount of weapons they have. It's hard to defend. You're going to have to give and take in certain spots and hope your guys make plays. And I think that's probably the greatest part about their offense is they get their guys in one-on-one situations and they win those matchups at a high percentage of the time. And obviously, with being led by Brian, probably the most accurate passer I've seen in the football in my time coaching.
Got it. And then on your side, what's kind of enabled the improved success of your running game? Is Josh Mack better? I know he came on strong last year, but is he better? Is the offensive line better? What do you see there?
I think it's a factor of just we had four out of five O-linemen back. A lot of those guys, some of them, this is their fourth year starting. Jamil Demby has started every game since he was a true freshman. We got guys in there, this is their third or fourth year starting in the CAA, and I think just that's huge with the experience factor, being able to play in big-time games. And obviously Josh has a lot to do with that. I also think our O-line is extremely well-prepared by our offensive line coach, and obviously Coach Cohen is the coordinator, do a great job preparing our offense week to week. So it's a combination of things, but I think it all starts up front, and our O-line's doing a great job just being prepared and playing fast and physical.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio in Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Let's talk about Chris Ferguson a little bit. How have you seen him grow from when he got on campus last year, working through the redshirt year, to now taking the ball and working through the New Hampshire game where he had some ups and some downs? How's he grown as a quarterback coming into this week's game?
Yeah, I think obviously first and foremost he's taking care of the ball extremely well. I think obviously those two interceptions he threw against New Hampshire, one of them you can probably take away. I mean, it's a 4th and 12. We're trying to extend the game, had to force it in there. So, you know, that's the first thing that catches my eye is he's taking care of the football extremely well. I also think he's not trying to do too much. I mean, I think we're doing a great job with the game plan and him understanding it. I think he's more mature than his freshman year in terms of he plays like he's a junior, senior type kid. The moment was not too big for him against UNH, and it's going to have to be that way when we go on the road here this week. So I just think a kid like that, he's got something to him. There's something about him. There's a reason why we need him to start as a freshman. And obviously, I just hope from game to game, along with our other guys that are freshmen, they just get better and better. But I think it's just him taking care of the football, and I just don't think any moment's too big to him. Now, again, this will be the biggest moment he's going to be in this Saturday at 1:30, so we'll see how he responds.
Great, Coach. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Morning, Joe.
What's going on, Larry?
Just want to get an update on health update. Again, you had the week off. DeAndre Scott did not play against Bryant. Anybody that may not be in the lineup this weekend, and what are going to be keys to having success at James Madison?
No, you know what? We're actually probably the most healthy we've been. DeAndre's back. He's been practicing all week, so we just have to go through the normal protocol there. Everyone else is healthy and good to go. And obviously just, the keys for us, I mean, there's probably a number of them, but the biggest thing is probably don't turn the ball over on offense, and we're going to have to tackle well on defense. If we tackle well, I think we can do some good things, but they just get you in so many one-on-one situations offensively with their scheme. They do a great job of it. They're extremely well coached, and we'll be one-on-one in a lot of situations, and we're going to have to make the tackle. So we've struggled a little bit with that here in certain situations, but if we tackle well in the open field, that should give us a better chance on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Joe, you mentioned, I know you referenced some of last year's game, but you guys 20-17 lead in that game going into the fourth. And are there some things that you can take away from that game? I know teams are different, their team's different, your team's different, but just from a confidence level and some scheme stuff, are there positives you can take from that?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think you got to be careful with that as a head coach and just the message to your team. I mean, it is last year, like you said, so probably from the standpoint of our guys know they were on the field with a lot of these guys and they went on to win the national championship, and that probably has something to do in their heads with being confident. But I think the message from us has just been let's get better with what we were doing this week on the bye week, take care of ourselves. I've been opening up front with them about being in one-on-one situations on Saturday and having to make plays. And, you know, I just think we're focusing on the excitement of going on the road and playing, a team that is at the top of our league right now. So that's really what the message has been from us. We're not focusing too much on last year at all. We really haven't spoken about it. But I'm sure in our kids' head, they know that they played a lot of these same kids last year, and we were right there for a little bit. But, again, that's the separation between their program and ours right now, is they're winning games in the fourth quarter in big-time games, and we're not. So we got to change that. So, hopefully we can carry that confidence. I think we will be confident going in. I think our guys will be well-prepared. And I just hope that in these one-on-one situations, our guys are going to have to step up and make big-time plays.
Got another media question in queue, if you'll get that, Pasha.
Yes, sir. Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. What's up?
I'm just wondering, with now you suddenly have another bye week last week. Unless, have you filled that yet?
No, we have not filled that yet. No.
So does this game kind of take on a little sense of urgency? Because you've got right now two byes, kind of, it's sandwiched between two byes. And there's a lot of time off between, before this game and after this game. So does this game take on a little more sense of urgency for you guys?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think obviously after we, had that game against Bryant and we knew that there was a bye coming up, and obviously JMU sitting after it, I mean, I think it's just of the same importance, to be honest with you. I don't think our guys are looking ahead. I mean, we want to play that week. Hopefully we can find a game. We'll see what happens. But this game is, and our opponent require too much respect from us to be thinking about anything else. So I think we're attacking it the same way. I think we had a good week. We'll finish up with the tape today and give them the game plan tomorrow moving forward. But I think our kids are just focused on this Saturday and playing a high quality team.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Safe travels to Harrisonburg on Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.